Now we're joined by Dr. Zev Kanin, the Associate Professor at the University of Political Studies at Bar-Ilan University and a Senior Researcher at Ariel University. We only bring you expert guests on this program. Doctor, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for your time on this Wednesday afternoon.
Thanks for the invitation. Good afternoon to everybody.
Thank you. Lovely to have you with us. Let's get straight into it. Has the United States made any progress in the Israel-Lebanon situation?
Well, it is pretty clear that Mr. Trump and his administration are interested in reaching a diplomatic agreement or diplomatic solution with Iran. And one of the Iranian demands is actually stopping the Israeli attack, the Israeli activities against the terrorist groups in Lebanon, especially Hamas, excuse me, Hezbollah, and Hamas, of course, they have branch in Lebanon as well. So from this point of view, it is pretty clear that Israel is the Israeli abilities to continue the fighting are limited, first of all, because of the pressure from Washington. So the situation is pretty clear. The war is over, in the quotation marks, of course, but the battle is continued. That means that Israeli army, either Israeli defense forces, they control the so-called yellow line, the territory between the blue line, that means international border between Israel and Lebanon, between two countries, and the Litani River, but not more than that. It is pretty clear that at the moment, more major centers of concentration, the storages of armament, the recruitment centers, and the control of the territory by the terrorist group, Hezbollah, they're not only on the south, despite the fact there are some areas are still controlled by them, and in general, Israeli defense forces are controlling most of this territory, but also in eastern Lebanon and in some areas and cities in the center of the country and in the north, including the capital. It is pretty clear, and also there is a pressure from inside in Israel on the government, and especially of Israeli citizens that living in the north of the country, which actually, as if not, no agreement, ever agreement was signed. That means they share their time, if I may use this word, between their homes and shelters all the time. So there is a pressure from inside to disarm Hezbollah or to trample this terrorist organization, which is not so easy, of course, taking into account that Lebanese government is unable to take a part in that, or some commentators believe that they're not interested to disarm Hezbollah. And in this situation, those who make a decision is Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump, once taking into account his internal situation, Americans are not interested in this war. There is the midterm elections. In a week, elections to Congress and Senate. In 8 days, they are going to host also the Mondial. So by that time, Mr. Trump is interested to close the issue, to sign an agreement. In this situation, even relations between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and American President Donald Trump, they started to cool. That means this relations, this excellent personal relations, probably is not so excellent as it used to be.
Doc, explain something to me, because it doesn't quite make too much sense to me when you talk there are delegations from Israel and Lebanon. There's Prime Minister Netanyahu, there's President Trump, who are not at all involved in these negotiations, yet the delegations from Israel and Lebanon are dealing with a ceasefire against an organization, a terrorist organization, who are not even right. Sitting at the negotiating table. How would that ever work?
Well, it's if you ask this question, I would say that it's not an easy story. Yeah, it doesn't work at all, I would say. In principle, all this mediation between Hezbollah, Iran, Hezbollah from one side, and the United States and Israel from the other side, is done by subjects which are anti-Israeli: Turkey, Pakistan, and Qatar. That means three countries. At least two of them are ruled by Muslim brotherhoods in the one of the most radical forms of that. There is, of course, a sort of coordination between Washington and Jerusalem, and in some way, even, you know, Mr. Netanyahu, from time to time, explained to Israeli citizens that he's in constant contact with Donald Trump, and even this, uneasy words that Mr. Trump used in order to explain and in order to define his relations with Mr. Netanyahu, all the TV and the radio and other media channels in Israel are discussing this unpleasant story. Now, let me put it this way. But of course, we understand that Israel, the United States, are not interested to make a damage or to Israeli security. But from this point of view, let me say that the impact of Israeli government on the American administration is, I would say, less substantial than it used to be.
So can you explain to us, in terms of what the political situation and the actual situation on the ground is with regards to a ceasefire? Because clearly there's no ceasefire, even though everyone talks about the ceasefire or a partial ceasefire. You know, you can't be half pregnant. Either it's a ceasefire or it isn't a ceasefire. And continually we see that Hezbollah are firing these drones into Israel. People living around the area are having to go into shelters.
Yeah.
So who do we believe from the outside looking in, whether it is or isn't actually a ceasefire?
Maybe you have a more easy question. My answer is the following. We will see. In principle, the whole idea, if to take into account, if it's true that Washington and Tehran, they are about to sign a sort of agreement, which will include the situation in Lebanon, if it is true that there is an obligation of Hezbollah to stop firing on Israel and on Israel territory and on Israel forces in return to the fact that Israeli forces will stop firing on Hezbollah beyond this yellow line and will not attack their strongholds in Beirut and others and other places, we may say that maybe it is the best we can get at the moment. Of course, if we are not talking about renewing war and trampling Hezbollah, which many Israeli politicians and majority of Israeli public demand. We should take into account also that we are going to, or we are about to start electoral campaign to Knesset. And of course, the current Israeli government and ruling coalition, they are interested to bring to voters the picture of victory. But meantime, this will not be able if the situation will not be at least as it used to be after the second Lebanon war.
So that was going to be my next question. So Doctor, you've been around for a long time. You've got vast experience. You've seen this before. Does it look any different now to what it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, all the way back to 1948, with negotiations, peace talks, ceasefires? Do you think there's any difference to now to then before?
First of all, it's necessary to say that Israeli defense forces, in cooperation with the American forces, and this is also a substantial difference, with the help of Arab allies, countries of we call them so-called Saudi Arabia bloc, But Saudi Arabia now are a little bit changed the direction. But if we will sure. take countries like Bahrain, especially Arab Emirates and whatever, so we have like margins, a framework of a new bloc in the Middle East, which is against the most radical Islamist terrorist regimes headed by Iran. So that's already a substantial difference if we will compare with what used to be 10, 15, and 20 years ago. At the same time, in parallel, we can say that after the second Lebanon war and later on, we cannot say that we are dealing with the regimes and the terrorist movements as it used to be 15 or 12, 20 years ago. For instance, in Hezbollah, it was like a sort of a division or a corp Islamic Revolution, so-called. Before the beginning of the war in 2023, when Hezbollah also entered it, they had already army, like a standing army, developed, well-armed, with a lot of resources. They succeeded to do it in the course of this year. They came after the end of the second Lebanon war. But now they're coming back. They don't have any army anymore. They have guerrilla and what they're doing. Finally, we can say that Iran also, as Hamas, of course, but Iran also got a very substantial damage of their regime and their armed forces. They survived meantime, but nobody knows what will be in a few months. So I would say that we can stress all the great success of the Israeli Defense Forces. That means a military success, unprecedented success, I would say. But as we discussed a couple of days ago, we may say that unfortunately, politicians are unable or not enough able to translate the military success into political gainings.
Dr. Zev Kanin, once again, thank you so very much for joining us and for that insightful discussion. And I'm sure that people have got a lot more information in their brains as they had a couple of minutes ago.